And I want to talk about this concept of synthetic lethality. People might have heard about it. It seems a bit confusing. And this is the mechanism by which PARP inhibitors are thought to work in patients that have either BRCA1 or 2 mutations. And the term was coined actually in 2005 with two consecutive Nature papers, and there's a figure here that tries to boil it down. So the concept about synthetic lethality is that 1+1 equals kill. You need to cripple both the single-strand repair pathway and the double-strand repair pathway in order for that cell to die. And of course, the PARP inhibitor cripples the single-strand pathway. So if you look at the cell on the left, this cell has an intact BRCA1 and 2 function. So their double-strand repair is working beautifully. If you give this patient a PARP inhibitor, you're going to cripple their single-strand pathway, but the double-strand will be able to rescue that function. The cell will not die. The drug will not work. With the red cell, this is a patient that has 2 hits in BRCA2, those 2 red marks, 1 in each allele. So this patient has a completely inactivated BRCA2 gene. So his homologous recombination function, i.e. double-strand repair, is wiped out. If you then cripple his single-strand repair pathway by giving a PARP inhibitor, that cell has no way to repair its DNA damage and has no choice but to die due to catastrophic DNA damage that accumulates. In the middle scenario, and this is where it gets a little bit tricky, this is an example of a patient that has a monoallelic BRCA alteration. What that means is, we talked about this at the very beginning, this is a person that has 1 mutated copy of BRCA2, but the second one is wild type. This patient may not respond to a PARP inhibitor because his double-strand repair pathway can be rescued by the normal copy of that BRCA2 gene. And this is actually interesting because when we get these Foundation Medicine reports or Caris reports, they don't typically report what's going on with the second allele. They just report what's going on with the first allele. And this, you know, is an unmet medical need for us to make decisions. But that's the theory of synthetic lethality.